I'm here at the U.S. Grains Council delegates meeting in San Diego. With me is Jim Wiesmeyer, who is with Informa Economics, who spoke to the delegates this morning. And Jim, what was your main message to these growers?
My main message is that we've got still a few years to chew through, both in the economic side, both in the U.S. and the world. There will be a restructuring going on, not only in the U.S. economy, but also in the U.S. Ag sector, what with the relatively lower prices, lower land values, but nothing like the 1980 downturn. On the optimistic front, once the U.S. and world economy turns around consistently, and that could be into the 2012 to 2013 area, U.S. agriculture, which before the downturn was really flowing pretty good, that will return in what I call perhaps the beginning years of the golden era of agriculture, because of the rise of the rest as Asian countries and Latin America countries increase the number of their middle class people. That's they'll have the cash in order to buy good old protein products from the U.S.
What were your recommendations for growers and grower organizations right now to get through the time we're in right now?
Well, to sit down and just think. Don't get bogged down in the day-to-day problems. There's enough people in the commodity and national groups to worry about that. But to get away and just think visionary. What are some of the positive things that they could get a development for? And also the potential bombshell issues that they want to avoid, and take some policy moves while the environment is conducive to that, as opposed to waiting until a problem happens. The other major thing I told them is look at every issue, policy and otherwise, as on whether or not it increases or decreases that industry's competitiveness. And that'll go a long way if you keep that as your rule.
I also heard you recommend them looking into the ACRE program. The deadline's coming up with that. Why is that?
Well, not all states, but in the I states, the many portions of Iowa, at least northern Illinois, because of the yields in northern Illinois typically are above southern Illinois, and portions of Nebraska and Minnesota, the spreadsheets that I've seen with the variables would tend to suggest a farmer participation in that program, both from a corn especially and a soybean side. It's getting more iffy in the wheat area, but no for cotton and peanuts. But I would behoove any producer to go to the state college websites, Illinois, Iowa, FAPRI, Texas A&M University has a great variable thing that any producer can plug all their assumptions in. And I think once they do their homework, by all means, they should do the homework. They'll probably think that they should be in there, because that program may pay out enough in the first year to make the four-year enrollment of that program pay off.
All right. Very good and timely advice with that deadline coming up. Thank you very much, Jim. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting from San Diego.